No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What is up, Inter Miami fans? What is up, Messi and Co. Five Reasons family? How are you guys doing today? Excited to come to you with today's episode, a quick preview game for you all ahead of Inter Miami's game against Sporting KC today at 8:30 p.m. at Arrowhead Stadium, available on MLS Season Pass as most matches are available. And we're just excited to get you guys a quick preview, kind of get you ready for this game. And we'll get right to it. We'll go ahead and introduce our lovely co-host, Ashley Silvers. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Hello, I'm good, Gian. How are you? I liked you doing the opening. We're really being so avant-garde.
just switching it up a bit, you know, just, adding a few different flavors here and there. We like to keep the audience guessing. Excited to introduce the episode. How you been? How are you feeling after what was a tough loss for Inter Miami? Have you, I know we had a therapy session right after that with the audience, but how are you feeling? Have you recuperated at all?
Well, it's funny you said that, because mentally I have recuperated, but after that game, as I told you, I was sick for 2 days. So Thursday and Friday, I was sick. I had to take off of work, all because of a back five. Completely made me ill to the point that I couldn't work. No, I mean, we were up until what, like 2 a.m. the night before. It was it coincided that I got sick. I'm better now though, and I think we've had a couple of days to ruminate and think about it. And you know, we've on the Messi and Co. Twitter put out a couple polls, you know, seeing some news, asking people how they're feeling, what they think needs to be changed, if anything is going to be changed. And a lot of questions about coaching, about tactics, about players, all, you know, the same old. And it'll be interesting, you know, tonight to see how the team bounces back. And hopefully we can build toward the other two trophies that we are able to get.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're in good spirits. I'm glad you recuperated. On my side, I do have good news. I reached out to the mariachis I had booked for the CONCACAF Champions Cup final, and I actually was able to get my refund back. So that's always good news. But getting into the actual game and kind of what to expect and what's going on, let's get some kind of background information and see how these two teams have been faring going up into today's game. So Sporting KC, obviously the opponent as we go into Arrowhead Stadium, they're currently seventh in the West. Total record of 2-1-4, so 2 wins, 1 loss, 4 draws. Not necessarily one of the top teams in MLS right now. But as we know, you know, that's not something that we've been necessarily able to capitalize on as of late for Inter Miami. They are playing at home, as you mentioned, in front of a potentially sold out crowd of over 70,000. They have a home record of 1-1-2. So they've actually only won one of the four games that they've played at home.
Yeah. A different home, to be fair, too. I mean, this is not going to really be
that's correct, to be fair,
it's not going to be home for them, I don't think.
Yeah, that's correct too. It's going to be a different environment than they're used to, a lot more people than they're used to, and obviously a lot more opposing fans than they're used to when they are playing quote unquote home. As far as their last five games, they're 1-2-2. And they really haven't won a game since they did win not this last game, but their previous game they did win. Then as far as Inter Miami, they are currently third in the East, total record of 3 wins, 2 losses, 3 draws. They are playing away this time. They're playing away today. So as far as away, they only have 1 win out of 3 games away. The other is that 1 loss and 1 draw. And then their last 5 games in MLS specifically in the league, they are 2-1-2. So 2 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws. If we take into consideration the last 5 games and put in the Champions Cup games, they really haven't won a game since March 16th. And that's something that we've kind of discussed in online and in some of our episodes, actually, you and I, about how this team has failed to get a victory in five games across all competitions. It's been kind of worrisome. It the poor league play has bled into CONCA Champions Cup. And yeah, some fans are worried. And I think now
some fans being us,
some fans, us, mostly us, have been worried about that. And now tonight they have an opportunity to get back on track and take out that excuse of that, you know, we are saving ourselves for CONCA Champions Cup, where, you know, everything falls on that. That's kind of out the door now. So how do you feel going into tonight's game and hopefully getting this team back on track and into their winning ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you make a lot of really good points. I think that tonight's game will be interesting and really important for a couple of reasons. One reason is that, like you mentioned earlier, yes, this is technically a home game for Kansas City, but it's not going to be played at their normal stadium that normally houses, I think, something around 16,000-17,000. This is going to be played at Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs play. And right now it's looking like it's sold out to around 70,000. I imagine there probably will maybe be some, you know, Chiefs players there, maybe like Patrick Mahomes or something, you know. I don't know how much of our audience knows that much about American football, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the best player right now in the NFL. Maybe Travis Kelce and, you know, his very famous girlfriend, Taylor Swift. It could be, you know, just meaning it could be fun. It could be a really, like, a lot of people there, sold out, big event in the middle of the country. And, you know, this is tonight, I think, is going to be potentially an example of what MLS has wanted to do, what even Inter Miami have wanted to do, and that's, you know, create soccer as a spectacle in this country every week. And, you know, in Kansas City, Missouri, middle of the country, we are going to see a sold out crowd. Messi confirmed he's going to be playing. Assistant coach Javier Morales yesterday said so, that, you know, he's not injured. He's, as far as they're concerned, he's playing. I think he'll probably start. Well, you know, we don't know until we know, but he's 100% playing in some capacity. And so there's going to be a show, and hopefully, you know, Inter Miami can reassert its dominance, get a good win, get good play, good atmosphere, good cheering, you know, just bringing that spectacle to the MLS, which is, you know, what we've, I feel like, been missing these last few weeks.
Yeah, I think that that's something that will continue as Messi and Inter Miami go on to different stadiums, and it's just the best show on earth is what it looks like. Even when they went to Monterrey, I think that it seemed like the Monterrey fans were more focused on Messi and Inter Miami than they were their own team at
times. And it was a great atmosphere, by the way. We talked about that too. I mean, yeah, obviously they booed for Messi and, you know, this, that, and the other, but I don't think anyone took it particularly too far. Didn't feel like there was that much, you know, maybe a couple fights with fans or 50,000 that happened, but there wasn't violence, there wasn't storming on the field, there wasn't throwing drinks. You know, it was just a good, intense, electric environment, which is what you want in sports.
Yeah, I would say there were some things that came out to light later on that did seem kind of bizarre on the end of the Monterrey fans, but we won't get too much into that, because I think that this stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, is going to look much more different. It'll be much more friendly.
A lot more Messi jerseys.
Much more Messi friendly, most definitely. So I think that this team, as they go in to this stadium, is enjoy it and finally kind of let loose. I feel like the CONCA Champions Cup had put a lot of pressure on this team, a lot of high expectations, and deservedly so, because it was the most important tournament that Inter Miami had ever played. But I just hope that now we can kind of see this team, as you said, let loose, get back to winning, get back to enjoying it. It just seems, even all of this pressure got to them in league play, and they just didn't look like themselves. We saw a lot of players playing below the level that is expected of them and that they've shown in the past. I mean, some players have been consistent. You know, Suarez continued to score goals in league play, but they just haven't been able to, unfortunately, depend too much on Messi. Messi has missed a lot of games, missed games to injuries, missed games to prepare for CONCACAF Champions Cup. And now with all that behind us, I think it's now time to focus on the league. And one of the things that we mentioned on our social media is, you know, even though one of the main goals was to win CONCACAF Champions, the reason we also wanted to win CONCACAF Champions was to go to the FIFA Club World Cup, excuse me, in 2025. And it seems like now if we go and read on the FIFA website, because USA is the host country, they get an additional slot, an additional team that they can bring in. And there are rumors that that could be the top team in MLS, whether that is the supporter shield or that is the playoffs, however that's going to be determined. That gives Inter Miami another opportunity to hopefully make it to the World Cup. So now we need to make sure that they focus on MLS and give it their all. And I don't know, what do you think about as far as players and that sort of thing? Because we've seen that Inter Miami and Tata Martino, when they're coming off of a short week, where they had a game last weekend, then they had a tough game on Wednesday against a really tough opponent in Mexico. We've seen him sit players and give other players opportunities and rest them. How are you feeling about minutes today? Do you think we'll get a lot of minutes from a lot of our key players? Do you think we'll have a kind of a mixed roster? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, to your point, you know, we've seen that happen in the past where we see big changes. I to be honest with you, I'm not 1,000% sure, but if I were to guess, I actually don't think he's going to be sitting the stars. And that's because it's a week until the next game. So it'll be a long week. And so if he doesn't, if those big players don't get minutes, then that'll be like 10 days before they play again, which is next Saturday, home against Nashville. So I actually think we're probably going to see a pretty standard best starting 11, I think. I don't know. I don't know how everyone's feeling individually, but that's my guess. I've been to Arrowhead Stadium when it's at full capacity, and it is absolutely rocking. It's going to be awesome. It's the perfect opportunity for our players to, you know, show that they are some of the best players, obviously, in the league still, even at, you know, certain ages. I'm hoping we see Kremaski minutes. I'm hoping. I know that a couple people are still out. Like, I know Christoph is out. I know Robert Taylor's out. Campana is out. But, you know, we'll have David Ruiz back, who couldn't play because of suspension. We have Kremaski, like I said. So, you know, we may see a shakeup in the midfield, to be fair. But I think that I think the back four is probably going to stay the same, or God help us if it's a back five again. Hopefully it's a back four.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I think you'll see Suarez and Messi up top. I think maybe you see some changes elsewhere. Again, I'm not 100% sure. That's just my guess. But I expect to see a strong showing and, you know, a victory, put us back to where we are and then give us a good week of keeping, you know, resting, rehabilitating, getting ready to dive in and be back into this season, ready to go. Look, if we win and we see Philadelphia and Red Bulls drop points, we're back to first. So it's all still pretty close and the season's still very early on. So there's no reason to not reassert our dominance.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be really important. And as far as players that are going to be on the pitch, you mentioned there are some players that are going to be out because of injury. And that's also going to make it interesting to see what kind of lineup we have, you know, taking into consideration. We've got those that are on the injured list. We've got those that had a lot of minutes on Wednesday. And then those players that do need opportunities because they're coming back from injury. As far as the injured players right now, we have Leonardo Campana that's out with a hamstring. Facundo Farias still out, obviously out for the season with the ACL tear. You've got Ian Frey still listed as out. We know that he's been doing pretty good with his rehabilitation on his knee injury that he had. Sergi Kristoff also out with the hamstring. Federico Redondo out with the knee injury that he sustained a few weeks ago. Federico Redondo being one of the most important figures in our midfield. That's going to be important for him to get back. And I think that it was said that it would be about 8 weeks that he was going to be out. So we're about 2 weeks in on that. Robbie Robinson, one of your favorites, is still out.
It is a shame. You know, one day I'm going to do an episode about it because it is such a shame. I know we joke around. The guy's so injury prone. I think his first couple years in MLS were just, even with himself, was so mismanaged that he ended up just hurting his muscles like indefinitely. And he just has never been able to recuperate. Because I remember his first season and he had some electric goals. He really did. Yeah. He was fast as hell.
Yeah, it's a shame. He did have good moments, so it's a shame, and hopefully he'll be back soon as well. And then we've got Robert Taylor out with the hamstring. Yeah. Also a very important piece on that left wing, especially with Facundo Farias out. And the team, Inter Miami, now trying their best to not have Suarez and Messi go into the midfield and try to get the ball themselves. They're going to need speedy wings and people to play make to get them the ball up front. So that's going to be important for Robert Taylor to come back.
Yeah, but, and I mean, with that point, Kulu, I mean, again, with no Campana, with no Robert Taylor, that's why I would be very surprised if Messi and or Suarez don't start. Because, again, they have 7 days until the next break. Like, I would be surprised. Maybe not both of them. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they have a plan, a resting plan. But I'd be very surprised if one of those two weren't starting, knowing how much injuries we have in the front.
Yeah, it's going to be very important, especially because this is the first game back into the MLS league play where you again can finally say that's it, all of our marbles are in man, I don't even know what's the rest of that saying.
All our eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm usually not good with these sayings, so I should have never jumped into that.
You should
one
stick with the Spanish sayings. Yeah, I feel like you have good Spanish ones with those.
But at least you all understand the point I was trying to make. All their eggs are in one basket. They're now back in league play, focused 100% on that. So I think that this game is going to be really important to set the tone for them as they move on into the league.
And I think indicative of what they want to put out.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the narrative, too, is also that, hey, it's okay if we're dropping some games here and there, or if not dropping games, dropping points, and because we've had a lot of draws. It's okay because it's the beginning of the season. But now we're starting to get, I think, away from the beginning of the season and working our way towards the middle of the season, you don't want to dig yourself so much into a hole where you basically depend on extraordinary performances from your top players to dig you out, like we did last season with Messi, and he ended up getting injured and there was an opportunity, but it ended up not happening. So I think it's going to be really important. I know that you briefly mentioned kind of some of the players that you thought would start, but I guess to end this and make this a quick preview for everybody as they get ready for this game in a few hours, do you want to actually just go ahead and give us your starting 11 and what you expect as far as your scoreline?
Damn, honestly, I really haven't thought about it, but you know, I'm nothing if if improv. So yes, let me give you my starting 11. This is sometimes my best.
You want me to go first? You got
when
it.
I don't know who's playing. Like when I don't think about it is when I get my best thoughts.
That's actually true. You've had some good lineups. Most definitely. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go?
No. I'll go. Okay. Cause I don't want you poisoning my thoughts. So I'm going to say it's a back four.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Noah Allen. I don't think it's going to be Jordi Alba. I think Jordi Alba is going to get a rest to start. Yep. So I think it's going to be Noah Allen. I think it's going to be Aviles, Freire, and Chelo.
Okay.
That's who I think the back four is going to be. Or, and I'll say this, maybe David Ruiz if Chelo. They don't want to start him either. But I'm going to say Chelo.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to say is my back four. Yeah. And my midfield three, I'm going to do a 4-4-2.
Okay.
Okay. Or no, I lied. I'm doing a 4-3-3. Never mind. My 4-3-3. So that stays how it is. That's my back four. My midfield three is going to be Diego Gomez, Busquets, and Kramaski. I think Gressel is going to get a rest.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like the Kramaski minutes.
And then my front three is going to be Alfonso, Suarez, and Messi. So I think Gressel and Alba get a rest. Gressel and Alba get to rest and then everyone else starts as is, and you'll see them both come in the second half also with maybe I think Borjalin will come in the second half, obviously, maybe Sunderland, maybe Negri, or I can even see Negri starting at left back, but I think it's going to be Noah Allen. But so yeah, that's my starting 11.
I like it. It's a good one. It's a really good lineup, given
doable. It's like a strong starting 11, but there's two players or three players who get a rotation without making such a crazy impact in the game.
Yeah, perfect. All right, and then let me actually just talk about my lineup, and then we'll go into our score. So, really, I agree with you 100% on that lineup. The only change that I would make is probably it would be on the left side. It'd be Negri for me.
Yeah.
Instead
I honestly
of Noah,
forgot about Negri. Like I was looking at I forgot that he's back. So it probably, to be fair, it may be Negri, and you may see Freire out, and it's Allen as the other center back. I could see that happening.
Yeah. Okay. That can happen too. Even though for me, I don't ever want to see Noah Allen as a center back again. I just
I don't either. But
it might happen. Yeah, it could 100% happen. But for me, it's Negri on the left. Chelo on the right, and then the rest is Aviles and Freire. I agree with your midfield. I love that. Really good midfield. Give Kramaski some minutes. He's gone.
Russell's played every minute of this season, practically, minus like 20. So he really should get a rest.
And then give Alfonso minutes up front. I love the kid. Does great. You don't have any other wing really available right now, and he's done a good job. And I think with more minutes, he'll continue to be a more complete player. He'll continue to get better as he gains that experience. And you need a speedy guy on the wing to pair up with Messi and Suarez. So to me, great lineup that you just mentioned there. And those would be my only couple of thoughts on that.
Yeah.
As far as scoreline, what are we thinking?
Oh my God. I have no idea. I really have no idea with this one. But I'm hoping we get back on the score sheet. I hope we see some action. I hope that, KC feels a little bit of the pressure of the 70,000 of the Messi jerseys. You're going to have an Inter Miami team who were somewhat embarrassed on Wednesday, who know that there's a lot of chatter happening, who are going to probably put a pretty strong foot forward. And so I'm going to say 3-1 to Inter Miami.
3-1 Inter Miami. I like that score. I've had a few 3-1s. So far this season, as far as my predictions are concerned, and unfortunately I haven't hit on one, so I'm afraid of that scoreline, but it's very doable. Inter Miami has enough to go out there and score that amount of goals. They've got Messi and Suarez, especially if they start. So I'm going to go when I do these predictions, I kind of like to look at the historical. So let's see, the last few games, KC has scored 3, then the previous one they scored 3, and then the previous one they scored 2. I'm going to go Sporting KC 3-2. I mean, loses 3-2. Inter Miami wins 3.
Yeah, I could definitely see 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2 is very realistic in my opinion. I think Sporting KC has scored a lot of goals. I think they've gotten 12 goals so far this season. And more of them recently in their last four games more than anything. They started kind of slow on the season. So, yeah, I can see them scoring a lot. And I think it'll be a fun game. It'll be an intense game, and it'll definitely be a test for Inter Miami. But any closing thoughts before we wrap up and head on to wait on this game?
Yeah, no, I think we covered a lot of good topics. Obviously, I don't know so much about KC players, and I haven't watched too much of their matches, so I can't give you too much about that. But like you said, they're, I think, eighth right now in the West. They're only 2 points less than Inter Miami. It is still technically a home game for them, so it's going to be a fight. But I think that Inter Miami, forget if they want to, they have to change the momentum. They have to change the way people are viewing them. The coaching has to improve. The players has to improve. These all are all things that have to happen. They sold out this crowd in Kansas City. They're looking for a show, and I think Inter Miami has to provide one. So it should, for all intents and purposes, be a good match. And I'm excited to see it. I hope we see some familiar faces in the crowd. I hope we see excitement. I hope there's great energy, all of those things, and you know, Inter Miami get the win.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting game, and see these the boys in pink get back on track, back to what we've come to expect of them. No excuses. And yeah, we're just excited for this game, and we will be bringing you guys coverage of the game via our social media accounts. We'll be tweeting on the plays and just talking about insights and analysis as we see different things unravel throughout the game. So just make sure you guys follow us at Messi & Co. That's MESSIANDCO. You can find us on X. You can also find us on Instagram at Messi & Co. 5RSN, I believe.
And TikTok. Please follow us on TikTok.
And TikTok as well. That's where we post most of the clips from our podcast and our show. So if you guys miss any of them, you can definitely catch the clips on there of some of the more the parts that stand out, some of the most important topics. So yeah, with that, we're going to go ahead and close out this one. We appreciate you all tuning in, listening to this one. This will be available on all your favorite podcasts outlets. So just make sure to look out for that, and we'll tweet it soon. And we appreciate you guys. Thanks, and catch you on the next one.
Thanks. Vamos Inter.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.